Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Thank you, Maggie. Good day, Mark.
Good day to you, too.
I hope your summer's going well.
Yep, I'm calling you from an undisclosed location on the shore of Lake Michigan, so it's going very well.
Excellent, excellent. I hope you don't have asthma or a gastroesophageal reflux disease, because that's the topic of our poem this week. We know historically that these two things hang together. We know that gastroesophageal reflux is a potential trigger for asthma, and we've been told that aggressive anti-reflux therapy may improve asthma symptoms and pulmonary function in select patients. We also know that in patients with refractory asthma, I generally evaluate them for reflux disease, and if the disease is found GE reflux, I usually treat it. Now, not much evidence for that, but we're going to talk a little bit about that. Again, just a little bit about prevalence. Respiratory symptoms, including those associated with asthma, are increased in people with GE reflux. On the other side, GE reflux is common among people with asthma. So the question is, can you treat one and resolve the other? Now, there are three potential mechanisms whereby esophageal acid could produce bronchoconstriction and therefore make airflow obstruction in asthmatics worse. The first is it could be somehow stimulating the vagal nerve. The second is the acid could heighten bronchial activity. And the third is there could be microaspiration of gastric contents into the upper airway. Now, it's hard to study and to prove any of these things, but clinically, we need to figure out how to manage our patients. So this article from the New England Journal asks the clinical question, does treatment of asymptomatic GE reflux improve outcomes in patients with poorly controlled asthma? An important clinical question. Mark, what did the authors find?
Well, I read this with interest. I do have mild intermittent asthma and certainly get GERD occasionally, mostly when I've done something to deserve it. GERD is very common in the U.S. You know, if you do surveys, many patients have it. Asthma is also quite common. And one of the problems with GERD is the relationship between esophageal pH and reflux and symptoms is pretty poor. You know, there are actually quite a few patients who have significant reflux if you try to measure it objectively, but really don't have any symptoms and vice versa. So the authors said, well, you know, let's see if we take people with poorly controlled asthma, and even if they don't have symptoms, what happens if we treat? So they found 412 patients with poorly controlled asthma. Most had had a visit to the ER for breakthrough symptoms in the previous year. And then they were all on moderate or high doses of inhaled corticosteroids. And they randomized them to get esomeprazole, the new little purple pill, 40 milligrams twice daily, or a matching placebo. Patients were excluded if they had obvious reflux symptoms. So these were people who didn't come in complaining about reflux, but they had poorly controlled asthma. The main outcome was the number of episodes of poor control, and an episode was defined as a 30% worsening in their peak flow rate for a couple of days, or an unscheduled visit for asthma, or the need for a dose of oral prednisone. Adherence to medications was good in the study, and in general, the study was well designed. Patients were evaluated once a month for 24 weeks. Overall, they didn't find any difference between groups in the likelihood of an episode of poor control and or the risk of any of the components of an episode the way we defined it, or the risk of any secondary outcomes like rescue, medication use, nighttime awakening, symptom scores, quality of life scores. They also didn't find any difference in serious adverse events. And one of the questions you should always ask is, if you don't find a benefit, did they study enough people to find a clinically meaningful benefit? And they said that they had between 77% and 97% chance of detecting a 33% decrease in exacerbations. So they, you know, with 400 plus patients, they had adequate power to find a clinically meaningful effect if there was one.
Hmm.
So bottom line, you know, it's a compelling idea. We'd like to think that this this works, and I'm sure there have been many, you know, patients who've taken these drugs and seem to get better, but that may have just been the usual fluctuation in asthma symptoms. And basically, folks with poor asthma control, no symptoms of GERD, they don't benefit from aggressive treatment of their reflux symptoms.
Very interesting. Definitely a practice changer. Just a corollary, there's been some talk in the literature recently about the correlation between proton pump inhibitors and an increased rate of pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
Most of this that I've read have been in hospitalized patients.
That's right, yeah.
But anything that we need to worry about if we do have patients on proton pump inhibitors in these patients who have asthma who might have a predilection to infection?
Well, at least I'm not aware of any long-term outpatient follow-up studies.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, it's mostly been in hospitalized patients where they were, as a matter of routine, put on a proton pump inhibitor when they were admitted because they were being given steroids and because they were ill or critically ill.
Right.
So, you know, certainly there's probably, you know, some benefit in terms of reflux symptoms. If somebody comes to you, whether or not they have acid and they, you know, need a proton pump inhibitor, it is going to help their reflux symptoms. I think it's always important to remember that the meta-analyses, there have been about 20 comparisons of different proton pump inhibitors, and they've been incredibly consistent in finding that they're all about the same. Equivalent doses of proton pump inhibitors do about the same thing. In fact, the only difference was when you were comparing, I think one study comparing 20 of omeprazole, Prilosec, with I think 40 of Nexium, found a small benefit to the Nexium, but essentially you're giving four times the dose of the omeprazole because it's twice of the levoisomer. So, you know, that's not really a fair comparison. So, you know, use the least amount available. Try to taper patients off these drugs. That's another thing we've learned, is that a lot of patients just kind of get stuck on these very high doses of proton pump inhibitors, and they may be equally well controlled. In fact, they often are equally well controlled at a low dose or even a H2 blocker or no drug at all in about a third to a half the cases.
Interesting. Great. But bottom line, I've taken us a little far afield here, but bottom line is that in patients who are asymptomatic from a GE reflux perspective, no data to suggest that we're going to be controlling their asthma by treating the reflux.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
Excellent. Well, good. We'll talk with you again next week. Very helpful.
All right. Talk
Thanks.
To you then.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.